episode 142, how to make your Instagram account stand out from the crowd. Instagram is now the seventh largest social networking platform. If you have a visual product or a visual service, then you can't afford to ignore it. Check out this blog article from Emma, who strips it back to basics for you. And I also have an Instagram scheduling tool, which I hope you'll find useful in today's tool of the day.
A clearer voice for business online. More focus. All the pointers for social media are here. The tools and techniques to give you an edge. All in the online marketing audio blog, presented as ever by Julia Doherty of Green Umbrella.
Yo, hello, 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 and a really warm welcome to the Online Marketing Audio Blog. My name is Julia Doherty from Green Umbrella, and this is an audio version of the blog that's written on the Green Umbrella website, and its focus is on the small business owner. Hopefully, that's you guys. We appreciate that business owners wear so many hats nowadays, and therefore we need to learn lots of new skills if we're going to be successful. This blog is here to help, from finance to social media and everything else in between. You're going to find it here on the audio blog.
Snapchat, Pinterest, LinkedIn, Facebook, Twitter, Bebo, Boo-Boo, Coochie-Coo, who's a pretty boy then? All the platforms are covered here.
In each episode, I always add a little something which is just for you listeners in the tool or technique of the day. So before we transition over to today's guest blog, let me share with you today's tool of the day.
The Online Marketing Audio Blog, Tools and Techniques.
In today's tool of the day, I'd like to introduce to you a fantastic tool called Latergram. By the way, that's Latergram with an E on the end, so Latergramme. So if you are Googling it, there's loads of Latergrams, but they're spelt different ways. And the one I'm talking about today has got the E on the end. There are so many scheduling tools out there for Instagram. However, the reason I like this particular one is that you can add multiple accounts. So if you're managing an account for somebody, it works a treat. But you can also schedule images from your desktop rather than your phone. So it actually works really well where you can create the images on, say, PicMonkey or Canva or something like that. So you can manipulate the images, create some stunning images. You're just doing things from Pinterest or something like that. And then schedule them on your desktop rather than just doing it from your phone. It's completely free of charge, up to 26 posts a month, which is a bit of a weird number if you ask me, but who am I to criticise? I found that 26 is absolutely fine. It's so easy to use, but you do still need to have your phone nearby as well. The one thing that I do need to point out, that this software will not publish your content automatically for you on Instagram. It literally just sends you a push notification on your phone when it's ready to go, and then you just click publish. At present, there are no fully integrated apps for scheduling available at the moment, so there's nothing else out there where it will automatically do something post for you, like Hootsuite or something like that. It just doesn't work. I don't think Instagram have given that API out yet. Before you judge the app, just try it out. I was of the opinion, what's the point of that? I still need to be there to post. But I've now scheduled 24 posts, all sales sort of broadcasting type posts into Latergram so that I don't lose sight of why I'm on this platform. I call this my 20% content. If you've heard me talk about the 80-20 rule before, then you'll know that 20% should be salesy sort of stuff and 80% is the other stuff. So in my opinion, the 80% on Instagram is things like me double tapping on other people's posts, uploading behind the scenes stuff from the office or things that are relevant in my life. It's the real life stuff that actually works, but you still need to educate and remind people what you actually do for a living. I hope that sort of makes sense.
Get every episode by subscribing on iTunes and you'll never miss the Online Marketing Audio Blog.
Okay, it's now time for our guest blogger to make her appearance. I'd like to introduce to you, or welcome back, I should say, Emma Peach, or Emma Simkiss, as she's now known. She recently got married. She's a marketer who is a self-confessed Instagram addict. Emma strips this platform back to basics and gives some valuable tips on how a small business owner can make the most of this very, very popular platform. So, over to you, Emma.
In every episode, get the view from the outside, a stack of subscribers, the how-to articles that create action. It's the guest blogger.
Instagram for business. Likelihood is, if you're reading this blog article, you're a small business that knows you have a need for social media. You may have even got to grips with Facebook, Twitter, Google+, and LinkedIn. But you're curious about Instagram, how this might fit into your social media strategy, and if it'll work for your business. It's no secret that social media has become increasingly visual. So what you should know about the 7th most popular social networking site behind Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, Pinterest, Google+, and Tumblr is that Instagram is entirely visual and allows you to get creative with your content. Instagram is particularly good for lifestyle and aspirational brands and business offerings. It allows you to share images and short videos of not only your product, but of the world that surrounds it. So if you're prepared to get a little creative and artistic with your social content, and you're interested in seeing your brand as your customer does, then it's well worth giving Instagram a second thought. Getting started on Instagram is easy. It's simply a case of creating a profile, a well-optimized one of course, linking it to your other social media platforms such as Facebook and Twitter, and letting your customers know you're there. After that, it's down to you to get the most out of this growing site. It's worth noting that Instagram is primarily an app, so to get the most out of it, you'll need to download it and use it on your Android or smartphone. The desktop version is very limiting. When planning your Instagram strategy, think about how you want your customers to perceive the brand and go from there. And whatever you do, don't treat Instagram as an online catalogue to showcase your products. That's what your website is for, and simply adding a filter to a product image won't engage your customers. To do it right on Instagram, you need to offer your customers an insight into your brand or company in a way that hasn't been done before on any of your other social media platforms. Whether that's perhaps a behind-the-scenes glance or a glimpse at your product or service being used by your customers. Be creative. If your offering is product-related, think outside the box. As mentioned earlier, this isn't a second website or catalogue. It's your opportunity to put the product into context for the customer. For example, if your product is a vase, don't just take a flat shot of the vase. Put some flowers in it, dress it, and then put it into an environment such as a windowsill or cove where you'd expect your customers to place it. If they can imagine themselves using the product, they are far more likely to buy it. This works particularly well for clothing. This is your chance to put outfits together and give your customers some inspiration about how and where to wear your items. Keep it light, fun, and aspirational. Instagram is your chance to really put some personality and tone into your brand, so choose your images carefully and be clever where you can. Much like Twitter, hashtags are going to be your best friend when it comes to engagement and increased Instagram following. Keep them relevant where you can, but don't be afraid to go a little off-piste with your hashtags on Instagram. Unlike Twitter, it's universally acceptable to give your image more than the suggested 2 on Twitter. In fact, Instagram allows you to put up to 30 hashtags per image. Many brands will stick to industry-specific hashtags, and this is certainly recommended. However, many brands have seen great success in pushing their own hashtags and encouraging followers to adopt them too. This can work especially well when creating competitions on Instagram, perhaps spotted competitions of your customers wearing or using your products with a suitable hashtag. It's also worth noting that, like its fellow platforms, you can advertise on Instagram. So if you're in a rush to grow your following, although done right, it will grow at a good organic rate, or you have a product to promote and a suitable budget in place, then it's certainly an option too. After all, it worked for Ben & Jerry's. If you're still not sure about Instagram and how it can work for your business, my top tip would be to sign up for a personal Instagram account and spend some time following businesses that could be likened to yours, or even just businesses you admire or are passionate about, and start looking at how they're doing it. And lastly, don't forget, not all images need a filter. Think about the power of hashtag no filter.
Thank you for listening.
Thanks for this cracking article, Emma. I really, really appreciate it. I didn't know about advertising on Instagram as well, so there's something I've learned new as well. I'm going to have a look into that one. I'm a newbie to Instagram. I'm only 4 weeks in, and it's been an interesting journey so far. It was one of these things where I thought, oh, God, it's like another social networking platform, and I've been ignoring it for the last few years, thinking, you know, I've got to do it from my phone. It's a real pain in the rear end, so I'm not going to bother. So I got nagged in the office time after time, and I thought, okay, let's just have a go and embrace it. And now I just absolutely love it. I think it's great. I've had 3 leads from it already, and that's in 4 weeks, so it's a bit of a no-brainer, really. I'm going to keep up with it. Do you know, I noticed lots of people who, the main things I've noticed on Instagram, I say I've only been doing it a few weeks, lots of people follow you and then quickly unfollow you, just trying to get their numbers up. So please don't get hung up on numbers if you are new to Instagram. I also found that doing things like sending a thanks for the follow direct message or you know, perhaps a video, you can do these little mini videos, really helps people follow you for a lot longer. They don't necessarily, if they followed you, great, you send them a quick thanks for the follow, they tend not to unfollow you straight away. It's not like that on any other platform. I know it's a little bit like that on Twitter, but I've never seen my numbers going up and down so much on any other platform. By the way, you can check Emma out on Instagram. Simply follow at Emma Peach. That's EMMAPEACH 86. So that's what she is on Instagram. So please give her a follow. She posts some awesome stuff. She's a country girl at heart. So if you're into the countryside, definitely, definitely check her out. You'll get some awesome images there. Anyway, to read today's article or to find out today's tool of the day, which was Latergram, and that's the one with the E on the end, all you have to do is go to all the W's, green-umbrella.biz/142 for today's show notes.
Next time, the online marketing audio blog returns with more social media, the guest blog, tools and techniques, hot topic, and all the latest news. Catch Julia then. And in the meantime, pay us a visit at green-umbrella.biz.
That's me done for another week. I'll see you soon. You take care. Bye-bye for now. Ta-da. See ya.
This episode has been produced by 13 Media Arts on behalf of Green Umbrella.